My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, when is Davin's scammer going to stop all the lovey-dovey talk and ask for money? Listen and enjoy.
This woman has every option to stop her nonsense and leave me alone.
Yeah, really. I mean, she's just not picking up the signals that you're not taking this on.
No.
Because she's concentrating on the money. She's dialing in on getting that money.
Yeah.
All right. She laughs. I go, so you understand it? I go, do you understand it? She goes, you are crazy. I go, why do you say that? She goes, you're funny. Well, I go, well, I wasn't going for a laugh, but thank you. And she laughs. All right, let's stop there. I think that's a good place to stop. Don't you?
Seems like, if there's like a scene in a movie where somebody is not understanding somebody else, but they really want to make a connection with them, like, ah, you're so crazy.
Yeah, essentially like that. But, you know, also maybe it's the thing that it was like with Belinda, where, you know, out of everybody that she's scamming, Davin is a little bit different and a little bit more entertaining. And maybe she's curious about this whole ghost stuff. But on the other hand, with that being said, she's just laying it on thick with all that standard scammer stuff. I love you. The religious quotes, you know, the cornball love stuff, you know, so... It's interesting, and she's probably just waiting and waiting and waiting on the perfect moment to spring that she's looking for money. I mean, we've seen that, as you'll see in the clips this week, tomorrow, it's with same thing with Jane, same with Belinda. It's just their modus operandi.
So, all right, so the camera just died, that camera, but not the Facebook Live camera, so we'll get out of here in a few minutes. Do you like this version of Fake Davin?
I do.
I like it. I think it's interesting. And right now we're at the point is when is she going to be asking for the money? And traditionally around now, I would say, oh God, in real time, probably another day.
Mm-hmm.
In reading the passages on the show, probably within another 10 minutes.
Okay. Do you like the ghost busting angle?
Ghost busting angle is interesting. Okay. Very, very good. Very totally different slant that you've got on that. You know, I mean, usually you have your thing, but the ghost busting thing, very, very interesting.
All right.
Yeah, it'll be like interesting to see when she'll it gives you an opportunity to get more and more outrageous, and to see when she's going to finally say, you know, this guy seems to be kookier than the rest of them.
And I'm also a cheater.
I know.
That's all,
just glosses
that's
over.
That's also a new twist, which you saying that kind of gives her that she's got to work quick, because basically it's almost like she's met her match. Like she's trying to scam you, but you're a cheater. It's almost like spy versus spy,
mm-hmm.
where there is there's a time frame that she has to work in to get her money. And hopefully, if you come back, I love you, I really want to be with you, how long is this going to last, and how long is this going to last before I can get some cash out of you? So, yeah, it's a nice dynamic you threw in there.
Thank you. All right.
I also like that it's a really good way to suss out who is a real person and who's just an obvious scammer. I mean, she seems pretty obvious, but also, if this was a real person and she believes in all this fluff that she's throwing at you, then as soon as you throw out that you're a cheater, she'd be like, so gone.
Yeah. Yeah, as a matter, that's a great point, Pip, because if this was a genuine person, you know, and you said that, they'd be gone. They'd be gone in a minute. For the simple fact, she's like, oh, yeah, really? Are you? Okay.
No.
That's fine. We'll have trust. We'll build a relationship on trust, will we?
Yeah, will we? I'm a cheater, stupid. Okay, that's all right. Here's a Bible passage about the Lord. I mean,
I like the. I like. She asked me about public intimacy. I'm like, yeah, you're good looking. I'm fine with it.
Well, it's, you know, then you get to something uncomfortable. I like spaghetti.
I like Neanderthals.
Really? Yeah, I know. It's like, what are we going to make dinner? We're making dinner plans. Sure. Now, are we? You live in your freaking Nigeria. Is there a Pizza Hut or just a hut by you?
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.